Jamie McKay is host of The Country with us now. Hi, Jamie.
Heather, I think I'm going to stick with episode 5. Is it episode 5 of the new season of Yellowstone rather than Harry and Meghan?
I'm saving the Yellowstone so I can get all my Hazemeza hate out of the way, and then I can just indulge in a bit of that wonderful program, Beth Dutton.
Wonderful bar fight with Beth. I don't want to spoil.
Oh, was it? Oh.
Spoiler alert, but she's so good, eh? She reminds me a bit of you, Heather. Very feisty.
You are the second person in a week to say that to me.
Is that worrying for you?
I don't think that's a compliment, but she's a sassy lady, so I'm going to take that. Thank you for that, Jamie. I'm going to have to go have a big lung think about that.
Well, that makes Barry John Dutton. Kevin Costner, I think he'd take that, wouldn't he?
No. Barry would be the guy, the Rip. Barry's
he
Rip.
He wants to be Rip, does he?
He's Rip, yeah. No, he's Rip, because, yeah, anyway. What is the big feed?
It's like a rural telethon to help feed hungry Kiwi families this Christmas. This is a great story. A guy by the name of Wayne Langford, he's the current vice president of Federated Farmers. He's gone by the moniker of YOLO, You Only Live Once Farmer. Had some mental health issues himself in lockdown. He thought, what can I do to help other people? So along with a woman by the name of Siobhan O'Malley, they set up a food charity called Meet the Need. So since they've set this up, it's driven, it's aimed at farmers. They've been able to raise over 1 million or provide over 1 million mince meals since 2020, along with more than 290,000 servings of milk. So they're getting farmers around the country to donate meat or milk. But anyone can donate to this wonderful cause by texting feed to 206. And the good news story is they're going to run, this is like going back to the 70s and 80s, a rural telethon over 12 hours on December the 15th. This bloke is a true champion, Heather.
That is very, very cool. What do you make of Fonterra upgrading its earnings guidance?
Well, I guess it's good news from a dividend point of view. The farmers are going to get a wee bit more for their dividend from Fonterra. They're going to get a wee bit less at this stage. It could be more than a wee bit less. But at this stage, they've only dropped the milk forecast price, the midpoint, by 25 cents, down from 9.25 to 9 bucks. Historically, that's still really good. Whether it can stay there or not, I don't know, because other commodity prices, namely red meat, lamb especially, the old lamb schedule's falling out of bed at the moment. So the dairy farmers, by comparison, are performing quite well. Those Fonterra shares finished up 5 cents. Heather finished the day at $2.59.
Hey, are you launching your Mackayza for the year tomorrow?
Yep, we're going to Wedderburn. Now, a lot of people, especially North Islanders, will go, where the hell's Wedderburn? It's the exact halfway point on the Central Otago Rail Trail. So we're going up there. There's a farmer there who owns the cottages on the Wedderburn or on the Central Otago Rail Trail by Stu Duncan. He's a regular on our show. He's got a farm paddock that he makes into a golf course, and we're going to do the worldwide launch of Mackayza, which is our country beer, tomorrow. It's a lovely pilsner from Emerson's, and we're also hosting the inaugural Emerson's Country Golf Open on a farm paddock. Life doesn't get any better, Heather.
What do you reckon you are, Casey Dutton?
Well, I wouldn't mind. I'm sure my wife Penny would probably quite like it if I had a body Casey Dutton.
Oh, I knew you were going to take it there. Good on you, Jamie. Really appreciate it, Jamie McKay.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into 5 very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.